Just to bring some reality context here, Larry is very reactive.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
I'm not
You are
reactive.
active.
I don't have any of those open doors to reactivity. Negative. They're just positive. I have open doors to positive reactions. Welcome
to another episode.
a very pleasant episode of Driving to the Reds with your favorite hosts,
Inelia.
and Larry.
And warning, strong
Warning.
language will be used in this podcast, so don't listen to it near little kiddies.
At least little kiddies who you don't want to teach strong language to.
Yeah, right, correct.
Because the topic requires it.
It does actually. It does require it, so.
Baby, come on, let's
It
go to
actually
work.
doesn't require it, but we're kind of potty mouths anyways, and we always restrict ourselves from our potty mouthness. And by this time, you can't, actually.
Okay. It's actually, we are going to be talking about Finding Nemo in a way, which is like child's play. It's,
No.
no,
Cover your kiddies' ears. Okay,
it's
here
the puffer
goes.
fish.
The pufferfish reaction to other people around us. Warning, strong language used in this article. So, is there an
Just
F word?
yes. There's the F word. There's the B
Yeah, there.
word, as in bloat. Bloat's the name of the puffer fish.
Anyways, also, don't forget that if you want to hear more about this topic, which is very prevalent at the moment, we have the expert panelists that on the second part, which goes directly to our sponsors and our supporters on StarTribe and Walk With Me Now. And there's also even extra goodies like a meetup every Friday to discuss this after party, to
Right, after
discuss
party.
the article and the podcast even further.
Best part of my whole week. Friday
Yeah,
morning,
he
9
loves them.
o'clock. We have an after party.
StarTribe,
Oh, I know, Pee-pee.
yay! Your dog wants to be fed, honey.
There's
Right as we
like,
start
there's a list of
recording.
things to take care of before we record. One of
Yes.
them is
Feed
feed
the
the dog. We ought to really write this list down someday.
Yes.
And the
Okay, I'm
cat.
going to just read the first little bit here.
All right.
As I write this, we're entering April 2024. But no matter when you read this article, chances are that this particular wave we're going through now as a society is back and stronger. These articles seem to be relevant whenever they are read. I have found that with the articles I even wrote in 2010, that
It's
suddenly they pop
they
back
pop
up.
right back up. It's almost like
Yeah.
we're in loops.
We are in loops and they seem to get more powerful each time around, the energies in the planet. And it's all because of the we're going through a split, right? You can't really hide certain things from yourself anymore.
Right, so the amplifications are just its vibration rising.
Yes. So on both sides, like the nasty stuff that happens, but also the light. I find that the tools that bring in light, when I use them now, they're way more powerful than they were like 10 years ago. 10 years ago, I had to make a big effort to do a certain thing that brings light into my life. But this, like now, I just even think about it and it does it.
Sounds like you're on the right track, honey.
I think we are. Yeah.
I mean, we're on the right track, honey.
It's not that's true for you. That's not true for you. That's easier.
I think it's always been easy.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh,
Dog's a Mr. Ugly fucker that I married. And that's the first swear word out of
swear word once.
the
Ding.
way. Bleeper. The pufferfish reaction is best visualized by the character Bloat, a porcupine
Are
pufferfish
you
in the
having problems
animated
with this
movie.
tongue twisting?
Yes,
Okay,
Finding
let me try
Nemo.
this for you.
Okay.
Okay,
You
the
wanna?
pufferfish reaction is best visualized by the character Bloat. Bloat is a porcupine pucker. Puffer. Damn. That
Da-da-da!
second swear.
Yes.
Porcupine pufferfish in the animated movie Finding Nemo. And if you want to see what it looks like, just type in
Finding Nemo
Finding
bloat.
Nemo Bloat. And you'll
Pufferfish.
see his
Yeah.
all his pokes stick out.
It is when we lash out at a comment or situation and treat other people like emotional, mental, and psychological punchbags. all prickly and sharp and full of poison.
Wow. Yes.
Yes.
Got your fangs out. Should have had this cat react, the cat hiss reaction, yes, or the pufferfish. Either way.
Yes.
All of the animals have a, I guess we call it an ugly fucker reaction at some point or another. It's an animal reaction, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, when we say animal, I say animal, right? I think of it like a body reaction. Bodies are reacting. I don't know. People's souls are like...
Yeah, the singular construct around the soul, personality or whatever, is egos and stuff. Okay. Although the ego is part of the physical body. So, yeah, it's kind of really difficult to separate both, right?
Well, I don't know very many lights that go shh and then go hit the other light. Goes like, smush onto the other lights. Go, I smeared your light right out, didn't I?
No,
they don't do that.
No, that's true.
Okay.
For light workers, this comes through in three main avenues. One, egoic defense.
Well, when you say egoic defense, I mean, we don't want people just slamming all over us.
Egoic defense is when you react rather than respond, right? And you take things personally when they had nothing to do with you. And when
your ego makes it so you think it is all about you.
Exactly.
And it may be about you.
Yeah, but even then it's not.
Even then it's not?
No.
Hmm.
Number two, setting up extreme boundaries as a consequence of stacking negatives.
Oh, yes. How about you don't eat no breakfast?
Yes.
And you're a breakfast person. Because some people don't eat breakfast because they're fasters.
Or because they don't like eating in the morning like me.
Well, we'll call it stacking negatives. Because you do have breakfast. It's just coffee breakfast with cream and maple syrup. You kind of have like...
A liquid breakfast.
You have the pancake without the you know...
A liquid breakfast. Pancake. I remember in England, a liquid breakfast was beer.
Yes, it's beer, whiskey or something. Yes. Or anyway.
Some sort of alcoholic beverage.
Vegetables in the morning, your Bloody Mary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Vegetables in the morning, Bloody Mary. It's a vitamin C shot. Yes. Yeah, we don't do that.
Oh, jeez. No, we never did. So stacking negatives is like a, you wake up and you don't eat breakfast when you usually do, and you didn't get no sleep because you're up late arguing or... indulging in
Netflix,
bad movies, or who knows, whatever. And then, so you like stack two of them, and then
you don't drink any water, so you're thirsty.
And you were like, don't go to the bathroom because you're in a hurry, and like you're late, so you're rushing.
That's what I was thinking.
Because, you know, if you're late, then everybody will egoic defense on you, whatever. Because, you know, those are stacked negatives. So pretty soon they're going to stack up enough, you're going to just like, pufferfish.
Yeah. Anybody looks at you the wrong way, you're going to react. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the third is open doors to negativity.
Who doesn't have those? I don't.
You do?
Well, I don't.
No?
No, I don't have any.
You don't have any?
Just slammed them shut. All of them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a temporary. They're only slammed shut.
After you pufferfish, then you slam them
yeah,
shut.
Yeah, now they're slammed shut. Sometimes that's how it feels. It's like if you pufferfish out, then you'd slam the doors.
Just to bring some reality context here, Larry is very reactive.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
I am not.
You are reactive.
I don't have any of those open doors to reactivity. Negative. They're just positive. I have open doors to positive reactions.
He says with a engine smile.
So open doors to negativity, for reals. An open door to negativity is one of those wounds you like to pack around on your shoulder. It's also known as a chip on your shoulder. One of those open doors that's like, push that thing a little bit. Now you give me an excuse to fucking go off.
An ding! Excuse to go off.
That's three. Go off. Yeah, what? That's three. Dings. Yeah.
Ding, ding, dings.
For language.
Mm-hmm. It is an act of separation. There's a thing I have noticed people doing, and I'm very sure others have noticed this, and psychologists have a name for it, but I call it the uglifying of the self.
Uglifying
or
of the self?
Or ugly fucker persona.
Ding! Number four, ugly fucker.
Yes.
Uglifuckering?
Yes.
Is that the word? Uglifying or uglifuckering?
The ugly fucker persona. The act of uglifying. Ding, I'm pretty sure that word is not recognized in the English language. You're welcome. Uglifying.
What word did you make up?
Uglifying.
Okay.
Maybe I just, it exists, but I spelled it wrong. I spelled it wrong, probably. I've never heard it before.
I've heard of uglification.
Yes, uglification for sure. But this is uglifying.
It's like a vacation from ugly, right? Uglification.
Yes. It's common, and I have seen it over and over in all sorts of situations, the act of uglifying themselves.
Right. When we say that word, you know, most of us, meaning myself and everyone that I know in the whole planet, that's pretty much most of us, uglify ourselves to make ourselves less visible sometimes.
Less attractive, you mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean, less attractive.
Because sometimes the ugly fucker makes themselves extremely visible.
Ugly fuckers do, but uglification?
No, that's not the same as invisibility, because people can make themselves invisible, but it's not necessarily related to becoming ugly.
People uglify themselves.
Yes, they do.
Right. I've seen it a lot of times, but they don't know that they're doing it.
No, they usually don't. No, they don't.
No. But so if you have this, like, I mean, sometimes you'll just become conscious of it. It's like, whenever I get in these situations, I notice that I, whatever, snort when I laugh instead of laugh like I usually do.
Can you snort laugh?
No, I don't do that.
Can you?
No, I don't.
How would you do the snort laugh?
I don't have a snort laugh. I don't have one.
A piggy one?
I was like that. That right. Normally you laugh. They laugh like normal people. And then when the uglify comes up, they're like, they're
super loud.
Something turns up and then they like obnoxious,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. You do that sometimes.
No, I don't. I'm not talking about me. Everybody else but me.
Okay. What else have you noticed?
That the uglifying comes up in surprising ways, right?
Like, so the laughter, the what else?
It's like if when you step aside, are you dinging people, honey?
Is so when you step aside, what?
When you step aside from your like accepted self, you know, you're like, I'm going to be the observer observing the self or the observer observing the others around.
Mm-hmm.
And you stop being engaged and just do the observing part. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Have you ever done that?
Yes.
Probably, yeah. I'm sure everyone has at some point or another. Mm-hmm. But just do the observing from the point of watch the masses uglifying themselves to, for whatever reason, preserve some status quo or self-limit themselves or firewall themselves or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see that it is a lot more prevalent than you might expect. And then when you notice it in everyone else, you'll find that, oh my goodness, I have a couple of those too. Maybe two. Maybe just one.
Just one? Okay.
Maybe just one. But mm-hmm. you can notice it in yourself too. So anyway, just to be aware.
Mm-hmm.
As the energy's ramped, then the expression like 10x's.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you feel the need to indulge in light, dark uglification, maybe make a different choice.
Yes.
Catch it in.
We communicate in many ways. We communicate verbally through written words, body language, micro gestures, the clothes we wear, the smells we carry, our hair, facial grooming or lack of, eye movement, and much more.
I remember I know a person who sometimes wears like an overdose of perfume.
My mom used to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was a Chanel number 5 person.
Mm-hmm. Take a bath in it once?
Yes, every day. Mm. And I was allergic to perfume, so yeah, I think it was very direct language there.
Oh my God.
So, yeah.
So, what I'm saying is that
body odor.
Up,
I mean, I can't stand body odor, and I know some people, I don't know why, but they don't use deodorant. They probably have, or no, I don't know why, but some people just have a cloud of body odor around them and I just feel
nauseous,
yeah, and I get rejected. I reject them. I don't want to because I like them, but can't be near them. That happens.
Happens. So these things come through in a lot of ways.
In a lot of ways. So eye movements as such, right? When we interact with others, we use all forms of communication to express how we are feeling inside and what we want to convey to others. However, the communication also contains all our subconscious feelings and thoughts, as well as thoughts and feelings we're having but don't want to express verbally. Uglifying is a way to repel others from coming close. For whatever reason, people getting close was painful for us in the past, or unpleasant. Generally speaking, we will uglify ourselves to keep people away or from getting too close. Let me tell you a story. This is a made-up story. It's a made-up story, real, but presented as real so that we can see that the ugly fucker persona can do.
Ding, 7 or 8. I'm not sure what
we lost count. Here's a story. You want to hear it?
Yes, this made-up story.
Yes.
With air quotes.
Okay. It was Seville in the early 2000s. My sister had a friend who was an extremely beautiful woman. Stunning, in fact. She was so gorgeous. Oh, my God. I couldn't stop looking at her. She was so beautiful. I was like, I want to be like her. I want to be like her. We were out at a bar one time and sitting comfortably together, chatting and having a good time. Due to her beauty, men, most of them we knew from the area, kept coming over to chat her up. She was charming and flirtatious, unless she actually liked the guy. My sister and I would instantly know when a guy that she liked was getting close or even into the bar. Her entire demeanor would change. She would slouch over and her smile would turn into a smirk. Her voice would go super weird and she would start talking about the most awful things. If the man came near, she would burp loudly or fart.
No way.
Yeah. And not even hide it.
Gross.
If he dared to speak to her, she would turn into an absolute demon. She would turn his words around and insult him, be aggressive, and always a total asshole.
Does she know that?
When I asked this woman why was she acting that way, she revealed that there was no way that a nice guy, an attractive, intelligent, and sexy guy would like her, or even stay with her for very long. And if they did go out together, that guy probably didn't like her anyway, would never see her or know she existed. She'd rather not get involved with him because she might like him and then what? Guaranteed misery.
Wow, that's a hell of a program to pack around.
This story sounds almost real, right?
Almost. Barely. Almost,
barely.
Except for the farting part and the burping part.
That's because it's based on true people and events, but slightly exaggerated.
Okay, so she really didn't do the old farting thing.
Kind of, but not loudly.
Oh, good. Gross. Just stinker. You're just the ugly fucker, the ugly stinky fucker. Yes. Ding, ding. That's like 9.
Okay. After another situation. Oh, sorry. Imagine the same story, but expressed in micro gestures.
Oh, now this.
Micro gestures and intonations of voice, words, body movements, and expressions that are so tiny and so fast that we often. We miss them at a conscious level. If you ever met someone and instantly felt attraction or repulsion for no clear reason, probably micro gestures had a play in it.
I almost can guarantee that. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know it too. You see somebody across the room who likes you, right? You're like magnetism, right? But there must be micro gestures going on.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And the opposite's also true. It's like, geez, that guy's like, really don't like me for some reason.
Yeah.
I can't think of why. Yeah. I haven't said a word to him.
Yeah. It's funny how your examples have the one that likes you, a girl, and then the one that didn't like you, a boy.
Because girls like me and guys hate me. Do you find that to be true?
I find that women like and dislike you in equal measure.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
You're the one who married Leo.
Yes, indeed.
Indeed.
Indeed. Another situation that I have seen, and this is a true story, was where a man used the ugly fucker to bully his way in life. He was an extremely wealthy man who owned a major multinational company. He contracted the company I worked for to install hardware and software solutions. When things went wrong with the system, he would call the company and command for everyone in the company I worked for to drop everything and come to the offices where the system had an issue.
That squeaky wheel.
The staff members who were responsible for his account dreaded these calls because he would insult them very aggressively on the phone. And when they went to the offices, he would meet them and continue his insults and screams. If it was in the city. And that the thing that happened then.
It It's crazy how responsive people are to the ugly fucker energy.
Yeah, I know.
Like that makes them snap too.
I don't understand it. Yeah.
I don't either.
My boss called me one day and explained the situation and asked me to take the account over. I was the last person on his list.
Why was he the last one?
Because he didn't want me exposed to that energy, but he didn't have anyone else.
So. Okay. Well, it's a considerate brother.
Yeah. He was my brother, actually, yes. You know the story.
Indeed.
But also, he knew how I was like, what it was like, and he knew that go south very fast.
It's like, we might not have a client for long.
Yes, that's
but at least we won't have this problem.
But he was hoping that the client would... break the contract.
Oh, and not.
Not him. Because he could be sued.
Because,
right?
Yeah, if he broke the contract by not responding, then he'd be sued.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, he's in a rock and a hard place, but at least you're a harder place than...
Yeah. Yeah, so... my boss called me one day to explain the situation. He asked me to take the account over. I was the last person on his list. Everyone else had dropped that account because although it was very lucrative... the ugly fucker was so bad that it made it not worth keeping it. It was like one of the major clients. And this was in a multinational. I mean, we're talking big money. And the system was like, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know. Mm. It wasn't anything cheap. I told my boss to give the ugly fucker my number. My phone rang.
Ding! I think we're 10 or 11 now.
Yeah, or more. My phone rang. And after I said, good morning, this is Inelia. How can I help you today? The barrage of insults began. I listened for a few seconds and hung up. My phone rang again, and the man started with, did you hang up on me, you fucking bitch?
He didn't really say that.
Yeah, he did.
That's ugly fucker.
Yeah. I hung up again. After several attempts of him calling me, I answered the phone and shouted at the man, listen, you spoiled fucking bully. I'm a lady, and you will not insult me or treat me with anything but respect. If you insist on this behavior, I will keep hanging up on you. And I hang up on him.
I guess that works in Europe, huh? Because they know what a lady is.
I don't know.
Maybe
it's worked
South.
Here, too.
Yeah.
It's worked here in the United States, too. And whenever people start becoming obnoxious around me, I say, hey, there's a lady present. Please mind your energy and words. And they usually respond.
Okay.
We have one friend who responded really, really well for years. And after 2 years... he revealed that he thought I hated him.
Remember? Oh, really?
Yeah. Was that him? I hate you? So bet you told me off. 3 years ago.
3 years ago? You did? That's
but anyways.
Packing something around for a while.
Mm-hmm. After a few hours, the phone rang. It was his personal number. I answered, good morning, Mr. Rockwell. This is Inelia. How can I help you today? I made up the Rockwell name, by the way.
Okay. Rockwell is a good made-up name.
Yeah, because I can't remember.
For a millionaire.
I can't remember his name. Good afternoon, Miss Ahumada.
I hope he's not listening.
He might be. That'd be great.
You're going to get another call.
Yeah. Good morning, Miss Ahumada. I have an issue with the system you sold me. Would it be possible for you to go to the offices in Madrid and troubleshoot it? Absolutely. I can be over at 4 p.m. today. Excellent. I will let my people know to expect you. After a few days, I got another call from him. In this call, he told me that no one in his entire life had ever stood up to him and demanded to be respected. As a very rich guy, he had lived his life treating people like shit, and they took it. They always took it, until I answered the phone. This became the nature of our exchange from that day forth. After a few months, I left the company I was working for. The owner of the company called me one day and asked me if I would stay as a consultant with that client because he would not accept anyone else. I stayed as his rep for the customer for 12 months, with a huge monthly retainer paid directly by the client. It was big money. He was sending me thousands of dollars a month just to be...
on call.
On call, yeah.
Good work if you can get it.
Well, I only had to go to the office, I think, once or twice in those 12 months.
Yeah.
So it was brilliant money. The ugly fucker came up in the most gentle... up in the ugly fucker... Oh, sorry. The ugly fucker...
You just love
up.
Saying that word.
Yes, the ugly fucker can come
it's
up.
Okay, 12. Ding, ding,
in the
ding,
most
ding.
Gentle of people... and the reasons it comes up could be all sorts of things. Or the ugly fucker could be the main get-it-done-now personality, as it was for that rich client. Either way, we, as light workers, need to deal with our personal ugly fucker and pufferfish reactions. If these reactions have been a staple in our lives, something that has always taken over in a moment of rage, or a coping mechanism of some sort, or if they are something completely out of character for us and it's suddenly coming up now, we need to deal with it.
Why we?
We need to deal with it.
Why don't they deal with it?
Who?
Whoever the we is.
We?
You said we need to deal with it. What's our problem for?
We, as in all of our audience and us, all the light workers of the planet need to deal with this energy right now.
Oh, the collective we.
Yes.
Okay. As in they.
As in they.
They need to deal with it.
Yes. Not the, you?
No, I don't have any of those.
Really?
I already told you I'm fine. I closed all the doors and I don't have any negative stacked and I've got no ego to worry about.
Really?
I shaved and everything. I don't have no ugly pucker going.
He shakes his tail.
So how do we deal with this?
Allowing the ugly pucker and puffy fish to take over feeds the low frequencies of the planet. There
Come
goes
on,
the
Rom.
Dog. We're being pushed from every direction to be ugly fuckers at a nationwide and worldwide level, as
hey,
well as a personal level.
That is true. I have noticed that.
Yeah.
At a national level, mm-hmm. at a world level, mm-hmm. like how can we push these buttons so the ugly fuckers get
triggered? Yeah.
And they are righteously triggered for righteous reasons. Like they should be, right? In their mind. In the mind.
Right, right.
It's like you got a good reason mm-hmm. to ugly fucker, mm-hmm. which is something about low frequency.
It
feeds a low frequency?
Yeah, it does. It amplifies it.
Amplifies it, especially if you're a giant light being turned into an ugly fucker, right?
Oh my gosh, yes.
It's like has a giant effect because you've eliminated all the light and then amplified all the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Big deal. Yeah. Okay.
Even when you become an ugly fucker with your pet dog.
I wouldn't never and I don't.
Then it does amplify it at a worldwide level.
Yeah, I would not recommend that. Dogs are the nicest, loving-filled creatures that ever existed, especially your own.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe other people's dogs.
That's not true.
Okay.
They're cute too, even when they're trying to bite you. They're just doing their job.
I guess, yeah.
All right. Yes, there is technology being used to amplify these energies. However, if there are no latch points in yourself, there's no way for it to latch.
Can there be artificial latch points, or are they all... like sovereign ones that you've, I guess in one way or another, you've agreed
to everything,
and all the latches.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have the data available to you to clean and clear the like artificially induced latches.
Absolutely.
So in a sense, if you haven't, then you're allowing by choice.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
That was a roundabout way to say, take care of all of the things, all of the latches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My advice, find the inner ugly fucker and use the stress relief exercise on it. Change the word stress for the word ugly fucker. Psychoanalyzing and blaming others for your ugly fuckliness is a useless exercise. It is best to handle it. And now is the time.
Okay, when you say stress relief exercise, where the hell is that at?
StressReliefExercise.com.
Well, that's easy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
No excuses. Stress relief.
Exercise.com.
Okay.
You can also try the negative energies vanishing spell. Say it 3 times out loud. By the 3rd time saying it, you should use commanding force and energy. This isn't a passive spell. It uses your sovereign power. Do you want to hear the spell?
I guess we can say it.
You together?
Okay. Well, let's put it in the middle and we'll say it together.
Okay. It is my will that all negative entities, energies, intents, concepts, magic, thought forms, creations, and all their agreements to allow these into my life through any situation whatsoever are removed from my life and dispersed into the universe with no return of any kind now. 3 times. It is my will that all negative entities, energies, intents, concepts, magic, thought forms, creations, and any and all agreements to allow these into my life through any situation whatsoever are removed from my life and
dispersed into the universe with no return of any kind now.
It is my will.
It is my will.
That all negative entities, energies, intents, concepts, magic, thought forms, creations, and any and all agreements to allow these into my life through any situations whatsoever are removed from my life and dispersed into the universe with no return of any kind now.
There.
And the written part is at Substack, so
you can find it there. You don't have to, like, you know.
Yeah.
So this spell has been approved for public dissemination.
It has.
It means it's fine for you to share it.
Yes, you can share it.
Just remember, if you share it, be sure to share the directions. They need to say it out loud 3 times.
Yes.
And finish with force and determination and sovereignty.
Yes.
You're claiming yourself.
You're claiming your power back. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Ugly fuckers.
Ugly fuckers. Ding, ding. 14:15.
Ding, ding. I love you, darling.
Love you, honey.
Who is that? You know, who's that person? It's not a neighbor. Maybe somebody visiting, whatever. And as we got closer, it was a friend who was staying with us. And as soon as he saw us, he shrunk down, almost like, you know, like hunchback, almost, you know, sideways, and walking with a bit weird, and his face was on to my side, and like, what just happened?